mostly.
What about, you know, in the days before you had indoor plumbing?
The outhouse?
Yeah. Have you ever heard that called anything besides the outhouse?
Oh, heavens, yes. Let's see. I think there's about a jillion words for it. I didn't think of any of them. I only knew of one person that really had one. I can't think of any of them right now.
Did they perhaps just call it outdoor toilet?
They're just outhouse. Just outhouse. That's the main thing that it's called. It's the outhouse. And there's something else too that they're, because they're always talking about knocking them over. That was the big trick in Halloween, is to go out and knock over people's outhouses.
That's right. Pretty diabolical.
Oh, isn't that horrible? But I can't think what else they call them. They have lots of names for that. Just all kinds of names for them.
Is it privy?
Yeah, privy. If you can think of some of them, I can tell you whether they're used around here or not. I've heard lots of birds used.
Uh-huh. I heard a couple of necessary.
Yes, I have, but I've heard indoor ones called the necessary. Mm-hmm.
The John.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's inside or outside. Anyway.
I don't know if you know anything about farms or not.
Not too much, but I do know. I do know a little bit.
Okay. Well, I just want to ask you some questions about it. If you don't know the answer, that's okay. Well, you know, just to start off, what about some names of buildings that you would find on a typical farm around here?
That'd be the barn, the stables, the corrals, the pens. Mostly what I know about are horse farms. I can tell you a lot about horse farms, being... there you'll find... Well, actually, at Delta Farm, they've actually got a track that they work the horses on. They have paddocks.
And what is that?
A paddock is a small corral. It holds one horse, usually. They keep the studs in the paddocks, usually. Now, a paddock can be quite large, as like a corral. Corral is more of a Western word, and paddock is more horse language. Racehorse language. What are all the terminology that they use? Yearlings and weanlings and studs and then they have the actual stables where they have the horses in training. Then they have the mare barns. They have the breeding barns. They have tack rooms where they keep all of the leather goods and things like that they used to ride the horses, train the horses, breed the horses, take care of them, whatever. The manager's office, the farm house. Quite often, in a lot of these farms around here, even horse farms or cattle farms or whatever, they'll have a storm shelter or a storm cellar, they call it.
Do you have trouble with
tornadoes? Tornadoes are terrible around here. Anything else you want to know about a horse farm?
Well, let's see. Might as well go ahead and ask you like this. That noise that a horse makes, you know?
Whinny?
You call that a whinny.
Knicker? Whinny?
Knicker. Means the same thing?
That's to me. A knicker usually I think of being short, a whinny being something loud and long and shrill, and a knicker just being a little sound, sometimes kind of a little affectionate sound.